Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's dumbest podcast network.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Shut Up a Second. I'm Hayden.
I'm Zoe B.
I'm Kath.
And today's topic is those things that you get and you turn them upside down and they go...
Sick children.
I don't think they have a name.
Okay.
I don't know if they must have a name.
Do people know what we're talking about?
Sticks.
They're like the sticks, or sometimes they're just like a little can, like a tuna thing? Can kind of thing. Yeah. And they go, ooh.
Those ones are deeper,
yeah.
Though.
Yeah, because you need the length of it to make that really,
I used to sit in my room with my one of them and just sit.
We had matching ones.
Mm. They had a whole, not a stampede, they were pretty peaceful, but of animals.
Yeah. I think there was a stack. And the top was like birds and stuff, and the bottom was like bears, because that's when it got to like the.
Oh, I didn't know that's why they did that.
Yeah. You just thought it was random. Yeah. Well, I always assumed that
all the animal noises.
It was supposed to be going through the animals as it's like all of the animal noises at once.
That's insane. I just always looked at it and was like, I reckon if I practice hard enough, I could do this. Would sit on the floor in my room just having it turn and being like.
Wait, you make the noise?
Yeah.
What do you mean by practice this?
So I would sit on the floor in my room and I'd turn the stick and then the stick would make the noise and then I'd go, and then I'd flip it the other way and the stick would make the noise and I'd go, oh.
Not bad.
I mean, yeah, like, I practiced a lot.
Yeah. Were you a fun child?
I'd say I was pretty all right.
I can attest to that.
Yeah, I was a fun child.
She was fun even though she had to sit. And practice.
Sit quietly. No, that would have been procrastination. There would have been something important she would have had to do.
I specifically remember what I'd done is taken a box of something down, and I hoarded a bit as a kid, so it was really always a box of something. It was a surprise. Yeah. And I think I was meant to be cleaning, but I found the stick. And so I sat with the box of something, and I was like, I really got the acoustics of the last bit was like, I was so proud of.
Yeah, no.
I figured out the way to mold my mouth to be round and make my tongue go the other way. So I was like, it sounds like a thing in another thing.
That's such classic. Like, you have so much important things to do. Have you talked much about your hoarding on this? And can we?
Yeah, we can.
Okay, because there used to be, so Kat had this big, like, side of her wall that was all wardrobes. And there was, you know, those big plastic tubs that you'd, like, put toys in and just leave them there to rot. It was that.
But every time
Cass had to clean her room, she'd get to a point where she would just fill one of those boxes with whatever was on the floor, put it in the thing, and that was cleaned.
Oh, beautiful.
I got the job done.
You did. And we have to, because we've been cleaning up all of those old boxes recently. And have you gone through them yet?
It's been there because we've got all these boxes in storage.
And Dad's like, no more. Yeah. These need to be gone because I know half of them are filled with rubbish.
And we get there and Hayden and I are there and Hayden's like, cool, I've gone through my boxes. And I was like, cool. And I'll look at mine. I'm like, cool. I think, yep, that's mine. That's mine. And I think, you know, those are things I'm keeping, like their childhood toys, which, you know.
Memories.
You know, current place doesn't have too much storage, so I can keep them there. That's cool. Or, you know, while I find some more room or whatever. And then I'll turn a corner and. Hayden will be like, those are all yours. And I'm like, no. And it physically, I have to sit down. It's so much to just look at the box. They stack higher than me.
Yeah. And the whole corner of the room is just a stack taller than me also. And I'm 6'1". And
of boxes. And I get in and I'm like, how did I do this? Mm. It's so upsetting. I didn't know.
Well, you're a child.
I know. I was a child. Yeah. I wasn't a hoarder. I wasn't a trauma hoarder.
It was just that it was lazy. It was, I don't want to clean up.
In
the box to rot.
I think the last rot box I cleaned out while I was still living at home, I think I was a teenager or like in my late, actually I was a late teen. I might have been an adult actually. And I'd been, I found a box of a rod box in my room.
Yeah.
And pulled it down and I was like, oh, I have no idea what's in this box. And Mum's like, then just throw the whole thing out. If you don't know what's in it, you're not missing it. Just throw the whole thing out. I'm like, no, I'll have a look what's in the box. And I'm so glad I did because one of the things I collected as a child was coins that looked special and I had become poor and I had been looking for that like bag of special coins for a while. I was like, I have tens of dollars in there that could be feeding me. Because it was like anytime I'm like, ah, this dollar coin looks nice, it goes with the rest of the dollar coins that look nice.
Wait, so are you talking about like limited edition ones or just an extra shiny?
No, limited. Oh, sometimes the extra shiny ones too.
Ones that were minted that year.
Yeah.
Did you keep the ones that had that green film on it? You know, when green coins get film? Real old and they get like that green junk on it?
Those ones that have been swallowed, I think.
Cool.
I think that's what the green film is, if they've been swallowed by a baby or whatever, or a human man.
We're all swallowing coins.
Yeah, anyone. Any,
you
any
ate coins once.
I didn't eat them. I choked on them. I remember quite vividly.
No, they did go down.
Did they?
I remember.
Well, I remember very clearly putting. What I did a lot was put coins in my mouth.
Yes. Oh, yes, absolutely.
Loved the metallic taste. Then. A few, and this happened more than once. It would be like a 20 cent piece or a 50 cent piece.
I remember it being a 20 cent piece.
It would go down my throat and I go, and it would close up my throat. Thinking back, this is horrible. Anyway, then I coughed and sort of vomited up and I went,
And well, I won't do that till tomorrow.
Yeah.
No, one time you did swallow them.
All the way?
I
don't think I went all the way.
You were terrible children.
Maybe you didn't.
Yeah.
Like, it'd be heinous to raise.
We were a delight, thank you very much.
Choking on coins and Cass in the other corner being like,
I almost died choking on noodles because I just got, Mum made me some 2-minute noodles. Put the entire thing in my mouth, the entire bit of noodles, and then tried to swallow it, started choking, vomited up the noodles back in the plate. Didn't die.
I
didn't realize you really choked to death so often.
Oh, well, only twice that I can remember.
The other times are a blank memory. Yeah. So my brother, my favorite story about him is that when I would have been like late teens and he's 2 years younger than me, so he would have been like 17.
Mm.
And we were really, really sheltered in the fact that our mum never really left us alone.
Right.
So we, like, if they went out, we had, like, a relative come and stay with us. Mm-hmm. Like, we never got the, like, well, you're 15 now.
Yeah.
You can be alone.
Here's $20 to order pizza and don't let anyone in.
They were like, yeah, your yard's got to come and stay with you. And we're like, we are. Like
we can both drive.
Yeah, we can both drive. It's okay. Anyway, so they just started letting us do that, and Ari, being the younger sibling, gets the benefit of starting 2 years earlier than.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he was 17. I was 19. I was at my partner's house at the time, and I just get a call from Ari, who's home alone, being like, "So I was making me goring," and I was like, "Okay, I don't know why this has to be a conversation," and I'm worried. He's like, "Anyway, I was making me goring, and the bowl shattered," and I was like, "Fuck, man, you all right? Did you cut anything?" Like. He's like, no, nothing. There's no blood or anything like that. There is shards of plate in my noodle. Don't keep eating the noodles. But it's the last packet of the noodles. Don't eat the noodles with shards of plate in it. No wonder that Mum doesn't leave us the fuck alone.
I was trying to make tuna mornay or maybe tuna... Do you know what tuna morn is?
No.
Oh, it's just like pasta bake, but with tuna.
Okay.
And sometimes you do it with rice and cheese.
Yeah.
It sounds terrible, and it's nice.
Yeah, it's good.
Right, yeah.
Anyway, I I bought a big thing of tuna, and I got home and realized I didn't have a proper can opener. I was just used to the small things where they have the pull tabs, the small tuna. And so the big cans don't have the pull tabs.
Yeah, and they fuck you.
It fucked me, right? So I'm like, fuck, what do I do? So I got a screwdriver and stabbed circle, like an entire circle of holes throughout the outside. I'm like, that's basically what a can opener does anyway.
Yeah.
Did that, opened it up, realized there was lots of tiny shards of metal in the tuna. And so what I did is I got a magnet. I wiggled the magnet through the tuna, and there were a significant amount of shards were on the magnet, like way more than I thought were in the tuna anyway. And I'm like, oh boy, maybe I shouldn't eat this. There might be extra hidden shards, so I didn't.
To think of a magnet is fucking genius.
I am very smart. Yeah.
I am a genius. gifted boy.
Speaking of being trusted with parents, something I remembered the other day was that when I was about, I think, 15, I got all these cupcake cooking books, and one of them was vodka chili chocolate cupcake. So it was like a cupcake where you cooked like chilies in vodka, and then you
none of
like,
it sounds good. But yeah. Okay.
They were nice. It sounds really bad. Look, I was 15. I wanted to do something daring.
Yeah.
And it's like you make a chili syrup with vodka and then you like pour that over. It's like a poke kind of thing. And I remember thinking like, wow, like my parents weren't home for that. Mum just like had trusted me to like be home alone with a whole bottle of vodka at 15. That's weird. And then I remembered I didn't drink any because they didn't want to be bad. So she was right to trust me. And because she was like, oh, yeah, you cook out the vodka. So it's not like you're going to get drunk. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Just don't drink the vodka without the...
have you spoken to like a teenager recently just like in your day-to-day lives?
No. Why? What about to?
No. They're insane, man. Yeah. I was talking to a teenager. I had a 19-year-old boy fixing my car on the weekend. And he's like...
same age as Hayden. Happy birthday.
Oh, yeah. I am 19. Sorry, I forgot. Yep. Yeah, I am a teenager.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
And he was fixing my car and I was keeping him company because he was fixing it for free. And I was like, thank you, teenage boy. So he's fixing up my car and we're chatting away and he's like, yeah, you know, talking about drugs that I have never heard of.
Oh,
and
right.
I was like, oh, this is age.
New drugs?
New drugs. And I
what
was
did
like,
he say? Was it one of those drugs that are just a bunch of letters and numbers?
Yeah. And I was like, oh, and because this guy... like is friends with my is friends with my dad and like that's like they work together and obviously like he's just been like another person my age, another person who is not a 45-year-old dude to talk with. And so he's like, yeah, no, just moved out of home and is a real fucking awkward boy, a really sweet kid. And he was like talking about all this stuff that he was doing and I was like, I think you think that we are on the same page, but I'm 27 and ready for death.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, I gave up 5 years ago, dude.
Yeah. Cause there's a whole bunch of new drugs that I don't get. There's like a one that I think is basically just LSD, but it's different and it has to be a different name.
Yeah. I think a lot of them tell you about the new drugs and you were like, I wasn't taking the old drugs. I wasn't up to date with the old drugs.
Well, I think a lot of them comes from because it just comes straight from the lab and there's no time for it to be.
Yeah, there's no call to give them like a sick nickname. Like
there's no street name anymore.
Yeah.
It's just scientific.
Well, Breaking Bad happens. All the chem teachers are like, I'll make a dollar. And they're like, well, the children will name it. Yeah, I don't
and
have
then
to
they
do
just
it then.
Didn't.
We're like, oh,
no, we'll keep the Latin name. That's fine.
But I want like 80s like names for drugs to come back.
What are some good 80s?
Like some smack and
horse,
shit like
H.
Yeah, horse.
Yeah.
Like just that
heroin.
Weird shit like angel dust and you're like, who's naming this?
Bath
obviously
salts
drug addicts.
Was good. When was
no,
bath
it would
salts?
No, it would be dealers, right?
Yeah, for yeah, sure.
Dealers who are like, I can market this.
Bath salts were just that.
No, they weren't. They just looked like bath salts.
Oh,
I
thought people were just.
I thought that as well
wash.
For a long time, but I'm so pretty sure it's not actually bath salts.
It made people cannibals, and that was.
Yeah,
weird.
Eating people's faces off and stuff.
Yeah, and we just as a society were like, okay.
Yeah, well, I think we were very much like, oh no.
Oh no, people should stop doing bath salts. And then we'd all be at the shops being like, is it those ones? Is it just normal bath salts that you smoke? Yeah,
Can I just go to like Bed Bath & Beyond and, get, and then rip my own face off and eat it?
How it goes? Like if I wanted to go fucking mental, just go to a Lush. Or does the Lush ones not count because they're all vegan?
Oh yeah, it's the animal products that make you go crazy. It unlocks the cannibal in you. The inner.
Yeah, the taste of blood and you can't stop.
Where do you buy those things that go ooh, 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 ooh?
At a kid store.
I imagine like a $2 shop.
No.
Actually, I worked at a toy store. I think we sold them.
Did we work at the same toy store?
No.
I don't think so. Oh. Not at the same time. I worked at the Toys R Us in Doncaster that now no longer exists.
I worked at
you can duck yourself.
I also haven't worked there for about 5 years, so...
I worked at the toy shop on Main Road in Eltham.
Oh, no shit. Yeah, cool.
Yeah, that doubled as a news agency. And sometimes I worked in the news agency and sometimes I worked in the toy store. And I worked in the toy store more when I was hungover. For some fucking reason.
You just give it off.
I was like, giving off. This woman's right going to deal with children.
Yeah, sweating alcohol out of my system. Yeah. And they were like, you can deal with small children. I was like, thanks, guys.
Yeah, cheers.
It's cool that we both worked in toy stores, though. What about you, Cass? What small children did you work with when you were a young adult?
And now a quick word from our sponsors.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Also, Shut Up a Second is fine as rice, but did you know we produce a whole dirty, stinking mess of other podcasts? Like, maybe you're looking for a podcast where three boys with bad IQs yell at each other about pop culture and Mario and Stuart Little and whatever other inane thing they can think of. If this sounds like you, then why not head to sanspantsradio.com and search for Plumbing the Death Star, our comedy pop culture podcast that's far better than it has any right to be.
Oh, no. I've worked with none.
Loser.
Dork.
No, I worked at coffee demonstrations and had managers call me baby and stuff.
Gross.
They called you baby?
One. Yeah.
That's no good.
No.
So you were the small kid.
Yeah. You had a different experience to us. Mm. That's... diversity. Yeah.
Actually, no, that wasn't when I was an adult. I was a young adult. I was Hayden's age.
Yeah.
So
19.
Oh, yeah. 19. Yeah, okay.
19.
I was 19. I didn't work as a child. One time I worked at a cafe.
Okay, well, it must have been really nice to not have to do child labor.
One time I did a work experience at a cafe to get a job at the cafe, and then I got a job at the cafe. And then this was during the GFC, and I had turned down a shift because it was Mother's Day and I didn't want to not be with Mum on Mother's Day. Oh, weird. She trusted me with the vodka. And Mum was like, take the shift. I'm like, no, that's not right. And then they stopped putting me on for shifts and I called and was like, hey, do I have any more shifts coming up? And they were like, oh, sorry, the cafe's been hit really hard by the GFC. We don't really have the ability to put everyone on. And I was like, oh, my God, of course not. Like, I'm the youngest person there. Some other people are living out of home. Like, of course. And so Mum and I went to the – I'm really bringing up Mum a lot today. The next day, Mum and I went to go and support the coffee shop, and they had a hiring sign up. Which was great to look my old manager in the eye and be like, two coffees, please.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Look at them, look past the hiring sign that they had at the front counter and they had to serve me.
Yeah, that sucks. Yeah. How many times have you guys been fired?
Technically,
like
none.
Well, that counts.
Yeah, okay.
I guess that counts.
Twice.
Nice. Did you do anything?
When I worked at the news agency / toy store,
they're like, you're always hungover.
Yeah, you're always hungover.
And yelling at the children.
And I'm like, yeah, you shouldn't trust a 19-year-old. I got into a fight with one of my bosses, and because I refused to do a dodgy, thing. They wanted me, so I was at uni full time as well, and they wanted me to take a cert something course in retail.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, I'm at uni full time when I'm not here. And they were like, no, but you have to do this. And I was like, no. And we just got into a stupid fight about it because I was like, I don't understand why you'd want me to do this. Turns out they get $5,000 for every person who signs
up. Oh, yeah.
So I just refused to, like, in their mind, I cost them $5,000 and we got into a big screaming match about it. And they were like, well, you just don't have to come in on Monday. And I was like, cool.
That sucks. Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah. And then once the only other proper job that I've had, the company closed down while I was working there.
You just look up, the walls are gone. Like,
yeah, oh. I was like, oh, that's weird.
Yeah, the lights turn out. Hello, guys.
It was a lovely business. I worked for this company that taught multicultural artists how to get funding, which seems like an insane company.
Yeah.
Like, great.
Needed work.
Needed work, but also, like, insane that was someone's job. Mm. And that was my job.
That's cool.
That's very cool.
Yeah, but obviously it failed because no one wanted to fund that.
Yeah.
Because we're teaching people how to get funding, and they're like, so you're going to cost us more money.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll give you money so then we can give more people other money. Maybe not. Yeah. I didn't get fired from the toy store. I sort of had the same thing. It was just like, yeah, don't have any shifts this week. What about next week? No. What about the week after that? No. Okay, I get it.
I can take a hint.
Yeah. And then the other time I got fired from my radio job. Because it was up in Queensland, and obviously we're all in Melbourne. Mm. And so Lucy had moved up, my girlfriend, to Queensland to live, and she'd been there for like 6 months, and then that's when coronavirus hit. And so when she moved up, she was trying to get a job, but no one was hiring because of coronavirus. Yeah. Anyway, and then we get a call into the thing saying like, everyone's heard the rumors. We're like, oh shit, this is that, we're done. And then as I was getting fired, the same like 15-minute window, Lucy just got a job. And so I called her like, oh, we have to move back home. She's like, I just got a job. Like, oh, okay, I guess we'll stay.
You are the breadwinner now. Thank you.
That was good. I was just mooching off air for a bit. It was sick.
Oh, it's pretty good when you get to moosh off someone. Oh, I can't wait. Ideal. I can't wait. My brother's a big city lawyer boy, and I can't wait for him. Because I work in this, man. Like, and he knows, and my folks know, and everyone knows. And I'm like, I'm going to be mooching off you for the rest of my life. And he's like, oh, yep, okay.
Get that cool. Big lawyer money.
Yeah, straight up, man. I can't wait. He took the worst. No, not he took the morally best lawyer job, but worst money job.
Oh, like pro bono.
He's a fucking human
so
rights
lawyer.
So he's
pro bono?
Yeah, he's pro bono.
Well, Bono was very pro-human rights.
Yeah, so. Exactly. Yeah. Hence,
wait, is that the joke you're making?
Yeah. Okay. No.
You thought it was like Bono? Joke? Like Bono?
Yeah, like Bono.
Yeah, I thought you were saying Bono like you too, because he's a big human rights advocate.
No,
that is a funnier joke.
Yeah, but I read yours as Bono, which is why I said my joke.
Yeah.
That's okay. Hey, that's all right. Joke studio's always open. We can work on it. We can bounce it. Do you want to take it again from the top?
Was the your favorite toy?
No.
It's no one's favorite. It was
it's
my favorite
toy. It's your favorite toy for like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And you pick it up.
Half an hour.
Sure. All right.
But you got to practice it.
I feel like you put it away and you go, what? This is so dumb. And then like, you know, 6 months later, you're rooting around in your cupboard. You're like, oh, this thing. And you go,
oh, yeah.
And you go, yes, this is going to be a mainstay. And then it doesn't. It goes back in the cupboard the same day.
It's so good though.
Great cycle.
I love that though. The moment you pull out your box of something and it makes a noise, you're like,
You're like, oh, fuck yeah, I hope it's a Furby.
I feel like I put the thing that goes, I put that in the same category as those weird little slippery bits you buy at museums and aquariums.
Oh,
you know what I'm talking about? The slug little fucking things.
There's that running joke that if you're one of those kids that like played with it externally, you like penis, and if you put your fingers inside of it, you like vaginas, and that's...
What are they called?
In slippery, my mind, slippery, I feel like everyone avoids saying hand job.
Yeah.
Hand job?
No one wants to say the hand job sim.
The hand job thing where it goes, it has a little like plastic fish in it.
Yeah. The child shake weight.
Yeah. But also has a hole in it. Yeah. I knew a guy, because I've always wondered, like, what it would be like
to put your dick
to
in
put my
it.
Dick yeah. in, obviously. But I never did it. But I knew a guy that did, and apparently it's bad.
Oh.
This sounds like it was me, but I swear it wasn't. I swear it wasn't. Yeah, apparently it's not good.
Oh, yeah, because it's plastic.
Yeah. No, I know.
I don't know.
But I know. I assume.
Oh, no. I had really fucked up toys as a kid. I had this one toy that was Frankenstein.
Yeah.
That if you pull, it had stretchy limbs, like a fucking...
Like a stretch Armstrong?
Like they stretch out or they pull off?
No, like a stretch Armstrong, Mr. Fantastic kind of vibe.
But it was Frankenstein.
And then you squeezed his head and this like gloopy brain.
Oh, sick. Yeah, one of those things.
Gloopy brains.
Gloopy brains and stretchy arms. And it was like a dense little like Beanie Baby inside though.
That's like every toy just combined.
Yeah,
Was it also like an action figure? I guess so.
It was, because I was like, this is my action figure Frankenstein.
Fuck, that's cool. Was it like an official Frankenstein? Why'd you buy it?
Official?
Well, I don't know.
What do you mean official?
Well, Frankenstein is a
thing. I think it was like a set
thing.
Of like, you would get like a vampire and a Frankenstein and a mummy.
Yeah,
yeah, right. So things that are out of, they're in the public domain.
Yeah.
Frankenstein, is it, what was Mary Shelley, right?
Yeah.
Oh, from the 1800s. 1700s.
Oh, yeah, this is probably out of, but it last copyright's 75 years after you die. So maybe, was it 1800s? Could be fine, maybe. Wait, probably not.
You wrote a So. 1899, so.
Yeah, maybe. I don't even know if that would work. Isn't she to, yeah, that would work. Yeah, if she lived to 100 years old.
Yeah, and then it's fine. Wait 75 years after that.
Yeah, because so, yeah. We've got another 50 to go. So there.
Do you think we could have watched the
wait,
film?
Wait, that only works if she wrote it when she was 1 year old yeah. or 0 years yeah. old.
Did she write it when she was like 14 or something?
She was young, 40. But she was married though. But it was the old times. Yeah, yeah. Do you think people who listen to Shut Up a Second are the kind of people that are annoyed that we've been saying Frankenstein instead of Frankenstein's monster?
I think like
are we
going to
get emails?
Oh, yeah. Two. I reckon the first time we said it, bad twang in the brain. Bad twang in the brain feels bad, but then we give them more to be mad at.
But I think the tweet's already sent by this point.
But they know the rules. Tweet at Douche13.
Yes, Douche13. It's Frankenstein's monster. And he'll say, no one cares.
Shut up. I'm trying to listen to a band.
It is cool that, like, the Frankenstein exists.
Yeah, it is.
That's basically all I was going to say. Because, like, all the other ones are like, the Invisible Man, I feel like, Invisible Man's been around for ages,
yeah.
And for like infinity years. Vampires have been around for a million years.
Yeah.
But Frankenstein's a relatively new monster, and it's stuck pretty well.
Yeah.
She invented science fiction.
I like when you create new spookums is always good.
Mm.
Like when you heard about like the Jersey Devil for the first time, you're like, oh, fuck.
What's the Jersey Devil? Here we go.
The Jersey Devil is a little demon that
lives. Did you say the Joyzy Devil?
The Joyzy Devil! The native tongue!
He lives in Joyzy! And he works for the mob. He's a little demon that flies around the parks. What's the word for big park with lots of trees?
Forest?
Woods? The woods? The forest? Yeah.
Both of those are applicable.
The bush if you're in Australia.
The forest.
Yep.
It flies around there.
Let me first I'm thinking of New Jersey. How far away is New Jersey to Jersey?
I think Jersey is in New Jersey.
That's crazy.
It's Jersey City.
That doesn't seem right.
Why wouldn't they?
Why would Where's the new one go in the old one?
I don't know. Hey, you want to know a fucked up fact about America?
Yeah.
New York isn't the capital of New York.
Oh, yeah, I don't think it is. It's like Utah or so, or Utica. I know it's not Utah. I meant to say Utica. I know it's not Utah.
God, you just saved yourself so many tweets. People are about to get furious at you.
I'm really not even that sure about Utica either.
That sounds like unitard.
I don't know. What is the capital?
Oh, I have no idea, but I just know it's not New York.
That's fucked.
Huh?
What?
The capital of New York.
Oh, very good.
Oh, yes. The sincerity on your face, I was like, I don't know what's happening. I'm so sorry.
Guys, we've been killing it with the jokes today.
We are doing amazing.
It's funny because the jokes have been fine, just no one gets them for some reason.
We're just fucking
like, what
dumb.
The fuck you talking about is a joke. Oh, okay, right.
Well, I can work with a joke.
Yeah, I'm very good at jokes. It just feels like we haven't been in the studio for so long and hadn't have to like talk.
Mm.
And like over Zoom, there was very much, at least me, like for myself, I was like always just being like, hey, if I don't, I can just blame it on the fact that it didn't come through. The internet was poor.
Yeah.
Comedy's top notch. The internet low quality.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, sorry, you broke up. What was the punchline again? Do you mind?
We'll take it again.
Yeah, take it from the top. Come on, let's do it again, guys. So I, at no point, was an idiot during COVID. Now, back in the studio.
Oh, we got
we should say it's
cities.
Fine to do that, right?
Yeah.
Should we say that? Because I think most of the world is not fine to do this.
But it's
fine to do this where we live currently.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's pretty sick.
It's good to go to the shops.
Mm. You never finish explaining what the Jersey Devil is. He just hangs out in forests so far.
And it steals kids or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Like some stupid bullshit.
Why are
like
there
that.
Kids in the forest?
Well, because in my mind, my understanding of it is that the forest ends and there's New Jersey.
Maybe that might be true. That's sometimes.
Then why don't the kids live in New Jersey?
No,
they do, but like, they come out of the Jersey the house, comes out of the forest, right?
Yeah, and it comes out of the forest and it steals kids, and it's like a bat and it's got wings.
But you said it flies around the forest.
Yeah, it can be out of the forest.
Well, I didn't know that.
It's got wings.
Okay,
The Jersey Devil, to my knowledge, and it was.
And it's new?
It's newish. In the same way that New Jersey is new.
Well, is it?
Frankenstein is new.
Well, yeah.
If you're calling Frankenstein, Jersey Devil. Mothman's new.
Mothman's very new.
Mothman's very new.
Mothman's hot.
Yeah, we're horny for Mothman.
Yeah.
That's good that we, as a like collective, were like, let's get horny for cryptids.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Let's not be scared of them.
If we had to make a new cryptid and like a new monster that haunted Melbourne, what would we go for? Because it got to be sort of believable,
yeah,
but also kind of freaky.
Oh.
Maybe some kind of, well, I was thinking goat, but that's chupacabra.
I was thinking sheep.
Oh, what's in, well, there's not many sheep in Melbourne, is there?
No, here's the lore. The lore is that a lamb escaped from some Greek butcher.
Oh.
And has been running the streets of Melbourne.
Oh.
It's probably got mange.
Okay.
At this point.
So far, this is just a sad story and it's not scary.
A loose sheep. But maybe now it wants its revenge.
Okay. So yeah. It's just a lamb.
It's just a pissed off lamb.
It has sentience, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah. It knows who to kill.
It knows who to kill. Butchers and Greeks.
Well, I guess we don't need to have the origin story down pat.
No.
We don't know. We don't know Bigfoot's origin. We don't know Chupacabra's origin. We just need to have the freaky thing. So a freaky lamb man.
What would it be like? I think it would be cool if we kind of got a Loch Ness situation and in the little fucking bay.
Oh, yeah.
A weird fish creature.
That's good, actually. Yeah. Sea creature's always more believable.
Yeah, like something lives in the fucking Yarra.
Yeah. Fucking sea monster that hangs out in the bay sometimes. Yeah.
What about the biggest yabby?
You know, there's always those rumors about like how lobsters could live forever. They just get bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
There's one that lives in the Yarra.
And it's fucking
the biggest, it's fucking the big. Biggest yabby in the world lives in the Yarra.
How big?
Because like an Australian spookum's a bunyip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I think is
just kind of an Australian yeti, right?
Yeah. And I think they're, well, because do you remember the Paul, I think it's Paul Jennings.
Yeah.
As a kid, like a kid book writer. And there was one that was like on the bunyip and there were pictures of it and it looked like a fucking nightmare.
No, I didn't read that one.
I didn't see
that.
All right,
hold on. This thing haunts my dreams.
I'm excited
to see it. I reckon, yabby claw. I reckon the yabby's as big as a car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like a sedan.
And does it crave human flesh?
So the most, I feel like you could have just said car. I feel like
so many people going for small cars.
By
car,
do you mean school bus?
You mean a truck?
The smaller ones people are going for because they're more fuel efficient. They do more city driving, so a lot of people aren't driving out so much anymore.
Sure. Okay, as big as a sedan. Big as a sedan.
A sedan, because maybe I just pretty much it could chop you in half of the claw.
Yeah.
That's all I want.
And does it? Do you think it takes children?
Yeah.
Sinks boats. It sinks boats too. No, it kills kayakers. That's what it is.
It chops the kayak in half.
Yeah, and those cunts that row down the Yarra all the time.
Oh, fuck them off.
Fuck them off. You can bite them, yeah. Show us this bunyip.
Yeah, well, I'm getting...
Quick.
I'm getting to it. It's fucking creepy.
So you have to do it slowly. Oh yeah. It's like a Dr. Seuss character.
Yeah, I hate it.
It's almost like if you shaved the Grinch.
Yeah,
that's kind of
what
it
looks
like.
And made it orange.
Yeah, but with a bit of orange hair.
Yeah, it's gross. Have that in your fucking nightmares.
That looks like if the Grinch and the leprechaun from the film's Leprechaun had a baby.
Yes, that's actually very apt.
Yes,
that's nice.
And so that it was just they were like, "Here, children, read this," and I was like, "Cool, this is a fucking nightmare."
Yeah.
Also, they read us a book that was 100% just the plot to The Village. When we were babies.
I don't know what
was the village
is.
You know The Village, like M. Night Shyamalan's The Village?
No.
Yeah. Well, spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. They're all in they're in a village that's surrounded by woods and they don't know any other things. And someone has to go out and venture out to get something, but there's like things in the forest.
Oh, okay, sure.
And they just read that book, but only the first half.
Oh, so it didn't resolve.
The Shyamalan
and
twist.
I was like fucking five.
Yeah.
And they were like, here you go. And I was like, cool, I'm going to go home and have some fucking nightmares.
Jesus.
And my parents are like, and I tell my parents that story now. And I'm like, they read us, and it had to be the plot of The Village, which didn't come out for another like 8 years.
Right.
And my
was
parents
it based
like,
off a book, The Village?
I have no idea. But my parents are like, that is not a memory that happened.
Oh, you think you completely made it up?
And I'm like, I just so distinctly remember everything that happened and like what teacher was reading us and where we were doing it and everything like that. And my parents are like, no, that's an insane thing. Why would anyone do that?
Yeah.
Like, why would they? Did.
Yeah, why would they read a bunch of 5-year-olds a horror book?
I think I've got so many of those fake memories.
Yeah.
Me and my partner Lucy were talking about this. Like, I texted you about this as well, Cass. Because in my head, I could see this drawing we used to have as either a kid or was in my house currently. And I literally went around because it was like a drawing that one of my friends, Nelly, drew.
Mm-hmm.
And it's this lady who has a flower for her head and she has petals for like around her face and she's holding a little present and is walking around.
Yeah. I remember the picture too, though.
Do you remember it as well?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Because I walked around my house being like, I think this is hanging up in my house currently. And then it wasn't. And then I texted the artist and I'm like, did you draw this? And she went, no. And I went, and then I texted Mum and she said, nope, no clue.
And then he texted me and he's like, does this look familiar to you?
Because I drew it. Like, I drew my thing.
I got a knockoff of this drawing.
Yeah.
And he was like, and these are the colors. And I was like, oh, that looks familiar, but it wasn't in the house. And then Hayden was clearly frustrated at this point. He's like, how can it look familiar, but it wasn't in the house? How can you say it wasn't there and you say you know it?
Yeah. And then you said, was the color scheme that it had a yellow face and white petals and a green jumper? I'm like, no, that's just the color scheme of a regular flower.
But then, like, the background was like a pinky, yellowy orange.
I don't
orange.
Think so, no.
Well, then we're thinking a different picture.
I think we might
two be. Two very similar but very different pictures.
Anyway, so me and Lucy were not arguing, but having this bickering about whether this picture existed or not. And so I texted the artist with the thing and asked him, like, did you draw this? She goes, no, but I can draw it for you now if you want.
Yes,
so
please.
I got her to draw it and send it to me, and I showed Lucy. I'm like, see, I'm not crazy. But then obviously I told her that I actually am crazy, and I got to draw
it. So if anything worse than how I started.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, almost certainly. But that's okay.
That's cool. You manifested your own reality.
Sort of, in a way.
In a way.
I either secreted it.
Yeah.
Mm. Do you have any fake memories, do you reckon? Some that don't add up?
The main one that doesn't add up for me is the one that I have of my friend.
This is the ghost.
Yeah, the ghost child.
Oh, yeah. You've told us of your ghost friend.
A little ghost friend, Tim, who had a big scar on his face.
And dressed in old-timey Victorian clothing.
Yes, he kind of dressed a bit like Bert from Bert and Ernie, like a 20s cricketer. And I'm like, and Mum remembers me saying, hey, Mum, I want a big scar on my face when I was 5. She's like, why? No, you don't. I'm like, it looks cool because my friend had one.
Yeah.
And I remember like hanging out with this guy and then I was like, yeah, I went to kindy with him. And Mum's like, I don't remember this. I'm like, remember I told you about the scar on my face? She's like, I remember you wanting that, but I don't remember this Tim guy. Yeah. And I was like, nah, what? And then I went and looked through all my kindergarten photos and there was no Tim.
Mm-hmm. Creepy.
It is creepy.
You were haunted for a bit.
Tim ruled. I miss Tim.
What did you guys talk about?
Oh, I don't know.
Kid stuff?
Yeah.
Cricket?
Cool kid stuff.
The war.
it's weird how he looked so much older than me. You know, normal.
Wait, was he a full-grown man?
No.
Okay.
No, but I would have been like,
because that ghost is a creep. Otherwise, yeah. Let's cancel Tim. Mm.
Tim's can't. No, like he.
Let's not say that out loud. We don't want to anger Tim.
Oh yeah, shit.
No, I'm Tim and I are cool. Tim. Mm. Tim can come back and say what's up.
Yeah.
I just assume because we like moved from Adelaide as kids, and then I couldn't go to kindy in Adelaide anymore. That's what had happened, but no, apparently. Not a real boy.
Could it have been from creche? Maybe was it from the year before? You know, the pre-kindergarten thing?
I'm
just sure
like
your
that.
Mum would remember a kid with old-timey clothes and a
big scar on his face.
He wore one of those hats that starts off round and goes to a point.
Oh, like the Peaky Blinder.
Was
a Peaky Blinder?
Maybe he was.
Was the scar healed? Or was it open?
Well, here's the thing. No, it wasn't healed.
Oh, my God.
I don't think it was actively bleeding, but I remember it being a big scratch.
And being open.
Yeah, it wasn't like healed over pink. There was red in it.
Mm. How do you think he died?
Maybe he was peakily blinded.
Because that's why they're the peaky blinders. Because they got the little razors in their caps.
Yeah, and they peck him in the eyes with the little beaks. Little razor beaks.
That's horrible and makes me sick to think about.
Yeah,
well, he had
like,
eyes.
Blinded.
He had eyes and he had like jet black hair that was like really dead straight.
Creepy.
So it was
creepy. People don't look like that.
No, yes, they do. People have dead straight hair all the time.
Not that I've seen. Not since the 1920s.
But he had like a that little bit of a fringe.
I've never seen straight hair since curls were invented, honestly.
Yeah.
Wait, he had a fringe?
Well, like, maybe.
So it was like a Zoe Deschanel sort of.
No, it was like a gentle bowl cut. Like,
but what? Where did his scar, like what position was the scar? On his cheek.
It was on his cheek, so it was about where cheekbone and jawbone meet-ish, just a bit above there, to...
just below
like a finger
audience.
Away from the mouth between.
Yeah, so the cheek.
Yeah. But like,
I believe
it's on
the
diagonal.
The cheek area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Along
starts at the top of the cheek, ends towards the bottom of the cheek.
Yeah. Put it on an angle, so like a forward slash. Yeah, no, it was backslash, actually.
Well, that's what side it was on.
Yeah.
And on that note, I've been Hayden.
I've been Zoe B.
I've been Cass.
And that's been...
Cass got it right.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all the other shows we do here at Sans Pants Radio, then why not subscribe to SansPantsPlus.com? For as little as $5 a month, you could have access to a whole bunch of bonus shows and content. Once again, that's SansPantsPlus.com.